Hey there, dog lovers! It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats, your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA, with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's AUDACY. Odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America, people tuned in and locked in all over the world. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. You could be tuning in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got hundreds all over the country. Big cities, huge cities, small cities. Shout outs to Houston, Texas. What's up to San Diego? Hello here to everybody in Atlanta, Portland, Chicago, Detroit, Miami, Boston, Sacramento, San Francisco, Vancouver. What's up, Toronto? Hello to my friends in Hawaii. Dallas. What's up, Las Vegas? Shout outs to everybody getting ready to spend some money out on the strip. Shout outs to my workers, people in hospitals, people at bars, people in the factories, people in the trucks, people protecting people, saving lives. Thank you very much. Shout outs to people just hanging out at home. I appreciate you. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. If you listen to the show every single Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. This is something I've been doing for, I don't know, the past 13, 14 years. Not here on CBS Sports Radio, but dating back to when I got started on YouTube. Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of viewers. Top six list. Great to have it here on CBS Sports Radio. And tonight, knowing that we're going to have the, I don't want to call it the official start, because we had an NFL preseason game last week between the Jets and the Browns for the Hall of Fame game, but everybody else gets into action tomorrow and heading into the weekend. We got 14 NFL preseason games. Everybody is getting busy. So tonight's top six list, knowing that we are on the heels of the NFL season, yeah, we got preseason games to go through, but I'm going to give you a top six list of NFL players with the most to prove. And so I'll share that list with you an hour from now. We opened up last hour of the show. If you missed it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We know tonight in Major League Baseball, there was another no-hitter. Michael Lorenzen, who just joined the Philadelphia Phillies last week after being traded away from the Tigers, he goes out there and he throws a no-hitter for the Phillies. This is only his second start for the Phillies, and he goes out with 124 pitches. Oh yeah, it took him every pitch in his damn arm. 5 strikeouts, 4 walks, 14th no-hitter in Phillies history as they beat the Nationals in Philadelphia. The final score, 7-0. Let's listen to the final call from NBC Sports out in Philly.
The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Rojas sprinting in, he's under it. He has space, makes the catch, and Michael Lorenzen has thrown the 14th no-hitter in Philadelphia Phillies history. He is being mobbed by his teammates as the Phillies shut out the Nationals 7-0.
As he should be mobbed. 14th no-hitter in Phillies history. 322 no-hitters that Major League Baseball has seen in its entire history. We can look at perfect games. There have only been 24 of these, the most recent of which you can thank Domingo Germán back in June. And Domingo Germán now in rehab because of alcohol. This was the fourth no-hitter of this season. Two seasons ago, we saw a record 9 no-hitters, and no-hitters are ridiculous. They are special, and I made this point last hour. I think it was misconstrued by some. It's not to lessen the importance of a no-hitter or the accomplishment of a pitcher to go out and give you 9 innings and not allow a single batter to get on base via hit, but the frequency, unfortunately, really highlights how the game has changed. Of how the batters are less skilled, that they are less situational hitters, that guys can't pepper the field, that dudes can't lay down a bunt, that the frequency of no-hitters has gone from, oh man, that's amazing. Yes, it's an amazing accomplishment, but the frequency is just like, oh, well, it's not the same. The game has changed. And you can look at the numbers throughout the years. If I go back 15 and 20 years, the increased frequency of no-hitters, whether they are combined or by single pitchers, it's gone up. Still amazing? Still infrequent? Yes. Yes, yes to both. But the frequency is almost like, well, damn, am I going to watch a play once a week? Once a month? Yeah, a little bit of the luster is gone from my perspective, and it has more to do with the change of the game. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm gonna get to your calls. We have some callers who were patient enough to wait through the break, so I'll get them on the air. And then knowing the Nationals took an L tonight, something that they're used to, we're also going to talk about the Commanders. Because Ron Rivera, did he put his foot in his mouth? Did he not? I'm going to explain. We all heard the words of Eric Bieniemy, heard about how intense he is. And Ron Rivera might have regretted those words. We'll talk about that. Let's get to the callers who've been waiting patiently. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Kevin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Kevin.
How you doing, JR?
Good, man. What's up?
Not too much, man. I guess I was listening in while I was kind of rolling some coal down the asphalt here. I guess what I wanted to get your thoughts on was, how often does Major League Baseball change the ball, if at all? And then, I'm certainly not naive being a Baltimore person. You know, they so-called check the guys, I guess, for like the spider tech and the stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know the rosin with the sweat gig. Do you think that makes it harder or easier or has no impact? Because, you know, we just saw Valdez.
Framber? Yes, last week.
And then we lit him up for 5 and then lost the game. I mean, Mountcastle hit a 480-foot bomb on him, you know what I mean? But just curious to what you thought as far as exercising further into what you've been speaking about tonight.
Well, and, the baseballs have definitely been changed. And thank you, Kevin, for calling from Baltimore. We went through this a few years ago. Major League Baseball has tried to go through correcting either the lack of offense or too much offense. It was a few years ago, right after the pandemic, that baseball admitted to changing the baseballs. We had guys like Gerrit Cole who were complaining about how the ball is different and it doesn't travel as much, or now it travels further. And then we went into what you can or can't put on the baseballs. Major League Baseball actually right now this minute And if you're not familiar with this, this is the first time you're hearing about it. They are trying to develop new baseballs that aren't so much deadened, but they're trying to develop baseballs that have a natural grip to it. Baseballs that don't have to be scuffed up, that don't have to be abused, that don't have to go through tarring, etc. But baseballs that come out of the box and naturally have grip. And so, yes, baseball has gone through many changes. I am not smart enough to tell you that, well, it was the deadened baseballs, or it was the live baseballs, or it was the scuffed up ones, or the ones that went into the humidor. We can go through 100 years of baseball history and think about the changes. More recently, to the actual bases on the field. We can look at the mound. Let's lower the mound. Let's raise the mound. We can go through it all. Baseball always changes. It does. But at this point in time, we got computers involved. I might as well ask RoboCop, hey, RoboCop, should I swing or should I stand here? I mean, we got a bunch of nerds who sit upstairs and say, well, man, you shouldn't try for a single. That's a waste of time. You just try to hit the ball out the ballpark. Like, what is this? Like, just go out and play the game like you were in the street. Utilize the numbers. Utilize the information. But just let's slow down a little bit. It's like anything else. An over-reliance on technology just makes you go, do we really need all this? 855-212-4CBS. Antonio is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks for taking my call, JR.
No doubt. What's up?
Look, I did want to talk about two things. The baseball thing, that's cool. You know, no-hitter, that's what's up. But I want to talk about your man. Yesterday, I believe they called, man, trying to tell you about clearance and all that, man. I just want to tell dude, man, y'all gotta understand, man, JR doing this thing on the highest level, man, like on a P level, man. And we tuning into him, man. So put some respect on JR's name, man. Don't call the show trying to tell JR this and that and the third. Shut up, like he said, and you're lucky that we ain't on, you know what I'm saying, you know, different type of airways, you know what I'm saying? You probably could have gave him something a little more raw because he was a little soft. You know what I'm talking about? So just want to let you know, man, JR is all over the nation with this thing, doing it on a P level. Don't question his greatness. Just get with it or get rolled over.
Oh,
I appreciate you, Slim.
Thank you, Antonio, for calling from Maryland. I like that. A guy called the other day. He was mad. He said, oh, JR, you're so mean. You're so mean. So mean. He said, if you weren't mean, maybe you'd be on at 5 o'clock. And I'm like, 5 o'clock? I'm like, 5 p.m. and after? I don't want that. Hey, Shep, by the way, I will be on 5 o'clock next weekend. I'll be hanging in for Maggie and Perloff.
That's great, man.
Yeah. I like sitting here, just
wait,
doing a favor.
What day is this?
It's Wednesday.
That's great, man.
Yeah. You know what's funny to me, though? You know, that's random. That, what was that, like 2 days ago, the guy called? He's like, oh, well, JR, he's like, oh, well, if you weren't so mean and rude, JR, maybe you'd be on in the daytime. I'm like, bruh, it's prime time here. He didn't understand.
So
that.
This isn't meant to, like, pat you on the back, JR. Like, right. honestly, I lose track of who calls what day because I feel like there's too many calls to keep track of. Like, when people call up, it always cracks me up and say, hey, JR, remember I called in 3 weeks ago? JR, remember I called in a couple months ago? I'm thinking to myself, if JR can remember out of the thousands and thousands of calls, your particular call 3 weeks ago, he should be running for president.
No, it's 50-50. Right. Maybe higher than that. I do. After talking to someone for a minute, I may not remember their exact point.
Right.
But it's probably a little bit higher than 50-50. If you said something noteworthy, the guy who tried to call me and tell me about how
clearance.
The radio business works, you know, that was, I'm not going to forget that. You know, it's like, see, how about this? Maybe I can, if he's listening, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. It's like thinking, like the NFL is coming up, right? We're getting ready for NFL games. We got about a month. It's like Sunday. Sunday is the premier day for NFL football. We got day games. We got one night game. Throughout the course of the day, We can look at 1 o'clock games, and we can look at 4 p.m. games, and, you know, East Coast, West Coast, you understand what I'm saying as well. They're the early games that are splintered, and everybody kind of listens and watches in their own local region, and then there's Sunday Night Football. And you know what happens when Sunday Night Football comes on? America watches Sunday Night Football. There's a reason that the NFL puts games on at Sunday night and flips the switch for the whole country. Me being on earlier in the day, yeah, I could think of maybe a spot, but for the bigger portion, for the big picture, the JR Sport Brief Show is Sunday Night Football. America is flipped on to it. Thinking that I would be on, hey, you'd be on earlier in the day if you weren't rude, is laughable. It's comical. This is Sunday Night Football, folks. The JR Sport Brief Show is here for America. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Trust me. I know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm sitting here for a reason. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm talking about. On the other side of the break, I'll get to more of your calls. We'll talk about a head coach in the NFL. He might not know what he's talking about because today he had to apologize. It's Ron Rivera. We'll do more on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Gotta understand, man. JR doing this thing on the highest level, man. Like, on a P level, man. JR is all over the nation with this thing. Doing it on a P level. Don't question his greatness. Just get with it or get rolled over.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For whatever reason, Washington is in the news. At least Baltimore's not in the news. Maybe that Kevin Brown guy will be back tomorrow night. We still haven't gotten official word from the Baltimore Orioles about what happened with him. But the report is that he'll return tomorrow night. But if we go further south and we go to D.C., okay, yeah, sure, the Nationals, they were no hit tonight. That took place in Philadelphia. But the Washington Commanders, they've been in the news over the past few days. And I guess Ron Rivera put his foot in his mouth. I don't think so. I just think a lot of people are soft. Let me remind you. We know the Washington Commanders finally have new ownership. Josh Harris is the principal owner. Ironically, speaking of Philadelphia, he also owns the Sixers. He owns the Devils. And now here he has the Commanders. We know that Magic Johnson is a minority owner of the team. Now, having said that, this is good for Ron Rivera. Because the minute that he joined the Commanders in 2020, in that damn COVID year, I feel like he's had to be the mop-up man. He's had to be the spokesperson for the entire organization because Daniel Snyder was one of the most trash owners that you will have ever seen in professional sports. And so after dealing with the death of, I think, his mom and having to deal with cancer and deal with a jackass in Dan Snyder, Ron Rivera can finally just focus in on football. And so one of the things that he does, he hires someone who hasn't been hired as a head coach, is Eric Bieniemy. He brings him in as an assistant, as an associate head coach to help things out, right? Sure, good. Eric Bieniemy, what else is there for him to do in Kansas City besides actually be the one calling plays? And we know that belongs to Andy Reid. And so out of the blue, just pretty much unprompted, this wasn't a necessary comment, but I also don't find it to be the worst. Ron Rivera was talking about Eric Bieniemy, his style in communicating to the team. And Ron Rivera had this to say yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they have. And I had a number of guys come to me and I said, hey, just go talk to him. I said, understand what he's trying to get across to you, you know. And I think as they go and they talk and they listen to him, it's been enlightening for a lot of these guys. Again, you get a different kind of player from the players back in the past, especially in light of how things are coming out of college football. So a lot of these young guys, you know, they do struggle with certain things.
Yeah, basically, Ron Rivera was saying that the players are complaining about the intensity of Eric Bieniemy. Is Eric Bieniemy also hurting people's feelings? Is he making grown men cry? Can you not take the criticism? Has mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa, did they hold your hand through football? They patted you on the back and told you, oh, you're the greatest. Well, Eric Bieniemy, maybe he's telling you the truth. Maybe you can do better. Eric Bieniemy. He had no issue explaining himself yesterday with his first training camp here with the Commanders. Listen.
Hey, you got to understand, we're in a grown man's business. We're in a grown man's world. My job is to make sure that I'm doing the best possible job of over-communicating clarity. I take a tremendous amount of pride in that. They also know when I'm getting on them, ain't nothing personal. What's personal is that I want us to win. I expect that particular player to be great at all times. I expect the effort to be a standard that's accepted by all of us. So when you're not reaching that, it's my job to address it. So sometimes they may like the highlights and the praise, but sometimes they may not like it. And I'm perfectly fine with that because that's my job. Because if I ain't doing my job, my ass get fired.
He's not lying. Those were the comments yesterday from both Ron Rivera and Eric Bieniemy. Now, in following up today, Ron Rivera spoke to the media, and he understood and he saw some of the articles that were written that Ron Rivera is throwing his own assistant under the bus, Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy is being too hard on the guys. He saw the articles. Ron Rivera is calling his own players soft. Ron Rivera had to talk to Eric Bieniemy, and then Ron Rivera had to apologize because his words, he felt, were being misconstrued. This is what Ron Rivera said today.
You know, I realized my comments yesterday took on a different life than I intended yesterday, and that's on me for not being as clear as I needed to be. I'll own that. At the end of the day, we know that we're trying to build here, and we're all aligned. As I've said many times since I've hired Eric, I love the overall message that he gave to the team his first day, and that was basically, we got to learn to be comfortable when we're uncomfortable.
Okay. Too many soft people running around. Like, this is football. This is the NFL. If I'm Ron Rivera, I ain't apologizing for nothing unless Eric Bieniemy, his feelings are hurt. And why would Eric Bieniemy care? Like, this is football. Like, what are we doing here? First, we can go back to the players. Sure, did Ron Rivera, was it necessary for him to out any of his players? No, it wasn't. He didn't have to say anything. And it's not like he called anybody out by name. Not like he walked around and said, hey, well, Sam Howell was telling me that he didn't like Eric Bieniemy yelling at him. He didn't say that. He just talked in general. He said, guys. And then at the same time, Ron Rivera, and I guess he was better off not saying anything. Yeah, you do make the team sound like a bunch of whining, complaining, you know what. Like, cause it wasn't necessary, but it wasn't the worst thing. I mean, if this is what you got to worry about as a football team, y'all suck. There's no other way for me to say it. I have no idea what Sam Howell is going to do. I know there are a lot of people who are very, very high on what he can do. I can't tell you based on a game last season. Well, that ain't fair. Is anybody expecting the Washington Commanders to run towards the Super Bowl? I'm not. I mean, I look at their defensive line and I go, oh, yeah, I'm not trying to see those dudes. Do I think they'll be a good football team? Yeah, I think they'll be average to slightly above average. But, I mean, if this is what y'all got to think about in the preseason and training camp, oh my God, do better. Eric Bieniemy having to have conversations about you know, why I'm yelling at you. And from everything that I've heard, read, and seen, he is equally as effusive when you perform on a high level as he is when you suck. He's going to tell you either way. Just get over it. People aren't used to criticism. Nobody wants to be told, hey, you can do this, you can do that, you can't do that. It's human nature. Nobody wants that crap. It's what you get in the NFL. And so Washington Commanders, man, get your act together.
Quick question for you, JR.
Go ahead, please.
How much of this, so I don't think anyone would define Ron Rivera's tenure so far as successful in Washington. Now, I know, like you said, he's had to do mop duty. He's had to play more roles than just being the head coach. So I get all that. How much of this is Ron Rivera setting up a fall guy in case the season doesn't go well, understanding there is a huge push, now maybe not necessarily among NFL owners, but in terms of general public, in terms of the other coaches in this field, that Eric Bieniemy should, and it's overdue, in terms of him being an NFL head coach. And that's just Rivera's way of saying, if we don't have success this season, don't just look at me. Look at the offensive coordinator that's not really pushing the right buttons and not understanding it's a player's league more than ever.
No, I don't think so at all. It's August. And any failure associated with Ron Rivera or any failure associated with Eric Bieniemy is going to fall on Ron Rivera. I don't think he's sitting or plotting, hey, I need to set up a fall guy, and it's August. The biggest thing that the Washington Commanders need to worry about is their quarterback, not the offensive coordinator and whether or not he's going to sink or swim this season. And if we sink, then I can just point or blame him. He just hired him. Like, Ron Rivera is going to be accountable regardless of what happens to Eric Bieniemy. So the idea of I'm going to set this up and I'm going to point the finger at him now so I could point a bigger finger at him later. No, that means you failed, Ron Rivera. And one thing nobody is going to do is put their own ass up on the line because they get hung up. And unfortunately for Ron Rivera, and this is someone who a few years ago was in a Super Bowl with Cam Newton in the squad. Look, who has he had to play with at the quarterback position? He has whatever is left of Alex Smith in his leg. God bless him for returning and winning comeback player of the year. Almost had to lose his leg. He had Heinicke, who came in, who was basically getting ready to work in an office before he got called into the NFL. And then he had Carson Wentz, who is as good as you, me, or your next-door neighbor at the quarterback position. And so, yes, Ron Rivera, as we know, all head coaches, what have you done for me lately? I mean, their one postseason appearance with Heinicke, we know they didn't stand no damn chance against the Buccaneers, and it was admirable for them to even be halfway competitive against them. So I don't think Ron Rivera is trying to set up anybody to be a fall guy unless he just wants to wake up and quit tomorrow himself. 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Tucson. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, John.
JR, first of all, I've listened to you for quite a while, and you're very realistic and cerebral about how you approach things, and I do appreciate about that about you. When I listen to you talk, you're not just taking one side or the other. You actually listen, like you see side, different sides. And what frustrates me, man, is there's no accountability anymore across the board. Everybody's pointing a finger at somebody else. And, you know, the buck stops. I played, this is kind of a tangent, I played college golf. And the greatest thing about my sport was that the buck stopped at me. Fail or succeed. There was nobody else to look in the mirror. If I didn't cut the mustard, it was on me. Couldn't make an excuse. I couldn't blame somebody. And this world that we live in, everybody just has to be so sensitive to each other's feelings about things. And it's frustrating because sometimes when you learn the best as an athlete, it's when you get beat at something, when you get called out at something for getting your butt kicked by somebody that did it better, and you got to look yourself in the mirror and go to work. And instead of being coddled, like all these five stars in Tucson, where it's University of Arizona, live or die for us. And these five-star athletes that we recruited needed to be coddled along the way, and their fundamentals were weak.
Yeah.
And their work ethic and their heart was weak. And you see these three-star kids that have heart, like, coming out their pores. You know what I'm saying? But it's like people blaming each other instead of coming, like, well, you got to be accountable of things is the way I look at things.
Oh,
you got to take accountability and improve.
I am with you 100%, and it extends, and thank you, John, for calling from Tucson. It extends past sports, any level of athletics. We got so many damn people everywhere, just period in life. Like, just look in the mirror. Like, stop looking at somebody else about why something didn't work or why this didn't happen. Look in the mirror. What did you do? Like, worry about what you can do and less about the external factors. What the hell can you do? Not what your boss didn't do, or not what your spouse didn't do, not what your kids didn't do, not what your coworkers couldn't do. Like, worry about what you can do. I think life can be a whole lot better for everybody if you just look in the mirror and say, I have control over this. I have control over this. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And less about what you can't do. Less about what you don't have control over. If you got to sweat about what somebody else is going to do, man, you're going to be doing a whole lot of sweating through life. And it's natural. It's human nature. It happens. But the more you can worry about your damn self and less about what else somebody thinks about you or what someone didn't do for you, you're going to be better off, man. That's just the facts. Yeah, listen to this. This is a pun. That's just the facts of life. That's just JR Wisdom. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. At the top of the hour, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. We're going to look at some NFL players, the top NFL players who have something to prove in 2023.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you? You are amazing. You should be called a sports professor. Anybody ever call you that?
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday night. Knowing that we're getting ready to move into really the start of the NFL preseason games. Jets and Browns got us started last week, but we have 14 games that will be going on over the weekend starting tomorrow. Tonight's top six list is going to take a look at NFL players, the top six NFL players who have the most to prove in 2023. So I'll be sharing that list with you at the top of the hour. I'm going to get to the phone lines momentarily. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We know about Michael Lorenzen, his no-hitter tonight. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Washington Commanders, Ron Rivera having to clean up his comments about how intense Eric Bieniemy is. Eric Bieniemy having to defend himself, and Ron Rivera realizing, you know what? I shouldn't have said any of this in the first place. And that's not the only news that came down the pipe today. Separately and unrelated, yesterday we had a whole conversation about alcoholism and sports, and we've seen and heard about the issues with the Georgia Bulldogs and their players. It's terrible. And it doesn't matter whether you're a professional athlete. This alcohol, unfortunately, has ruined and affected many lives. It is and can be a drug. It's something that you can be addicted to, and it has had a major effect on folks. And you're probably familiar with Henry Ruggs out of Alabama, gets drafted in 2020, becomes a member of the Raiders, and almost a year later, he's going away. Okay, this man is going to state prison for a minimum of 3 years because his blood alcohol content level was twice the legal limit. He was zooming on the road. I'm sure maybe you've seen the video, the photos, etc. 156 miles per hour in Vegas, driving his Corvette, slammed into a woman's SUV, killed her and her dog. And today he was sentenced, and it's not good. He was apologetic about everything. but he is going to be spending some time behind bars. It's an unfortunate situation for everyone involved. And just take a listen to this. It's from Fox 5 in Vegas.
Ruggs is very apologetic for his actions, and he is fully accepting his jail sentence. What we know right now is that, you know, he's going to be spending at least 3 years in prison. He could spend up to 120 months in prison. He's also going to be serving 6 months for count two at the same time, and he won't get credit for a year and a half of house arrest that he's been on, but he will get 3 days of credit for the original arrest when he was arrested when this first happened.
He's 24 years old. And at best case scenario, he's out in 3 years and can still see the rest of his life in front of him. What happens after that? Is the NFL going to be a part of that? I have no idea. I think that is the least of his worries or something that he should be thinking about right now. Devontae Smith, his buddy. He actually took a day off today from Eagles practice to go out to Vegas and support him during his sentencing. He was allowed leave to go ahead and do so. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, top of the morning to you.
It ain't morning, Tom, but go ahead.
Nah, it really ain't. But, J.R., I was just calling about the – it's a sad situation with Ruggs. I was calling about the Ron Rivera situation. I really don't think that should have came out the locker room, first of all, at all. Like you say, a lot of these players, they real sensitive and soft, like some of the callers you've been getting lately. And I think a lot of this stemmed from them participation trophies, man. Like, you got to be able to take that coaching, that tough coaching. I remember playing in high school. And coaches always say they might beat us, but they ain't going to beat us because we tired. They ain't going to beat us because you out of shape. And I think that's all Bienemy trying to do to them, you know, because I've been watching the Skins. I'm not a Skins fan, but I've been watching them, and they need a change. You know, they need change, and I think he's the right change that they need. But as far as Rivera leaking that information out, that should have stayed in-house. At the end of the season, depending on how the season turned out, I can understand it coming out then. But as far as now, it shouldn't have been, because you just let the whole league know that y'all saw.
Yeah.
And that's the way, if I was to play against you, that's the way I'm going to look at you. Some of y'all, y'all saw.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like I say, and another thing I want to piggyback off of what my man from Maryland said. I don't know if his name was Antoine, Antonio, or whatever. But hats off to you, JR. He was right on point. You either get down or lay down. Either way. You're doing a great job, man. I listen to you every night as I drive. I'm headed to Raleigh now. But I appreciate you. That's all I need to say.
No doubt, John. You be safe out there, okay?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Much love and shout-outs to all the drivers out there moving the economy around and moving their pockets as well. 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. Hey, David, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm live. So are you. Go ahead.
Yeah, good to be back on with you, JR. A couple things I want to jump in here on. First off, man, you know, the balls and strikes thing, you know, with the no-hitters and everything nowadays, to me, I think that's where you got to implement the technology, you know, into baseball. You know, it's the game moves at a fast pace. These guys throw 9,900-mile-an-hour pitches. It's different than it used to be. The naked eye can't pick all that stuff up. And the other thing I was going to weigh in on was, I know at the top of the hour you got your top six of the players who've got the most pressure.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
I don't want you to even mention a player who has anything to prove, David. Don't do it.
All right, man. All right.
Well, good on you. Call me back after the list, okay?
All right, I'll call you back after midnight then.
Okay, David, if you can get through. Thank you. He's like, hey, JR, hey. You're not going to jump me on my own top six list. You're not doing that. Not doing that. No siree. I appreciate the love, though. Hey, Shep, is he going to be able to get back on air?
David's a smart caller. He'll know exactly what time to call. Yes, I have faith in David from Buffalo.
All right, good for him. Brian is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I hope this is the right time to call.
Hey, you're on, so it's good. What's up?
Okay, now I had a question for you, man, about Caleb Williams in the next year's draft. He's likely to go number one.
Right.
Now, it's likely that he's going to be drafted by the Cardinals. Now, can he pull what Eli Manning did and say, I'm not going there?
Well,
Brian, and what happens if he does?
Brian, I got to tell you, man, I ain't thinking that far ahead. You know how you're asking me about next April?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about next year's draft and the new set of quarterbacks coming into the league,
I'm
man.
I'm not
it's
thinking
exciting.
About that. You've already established that the Cardinals are going to be the absolute worst team, and that Caleb
you don't
Williams
think?
Is. Yeah, they certainly can be, but that's not to okay. say that they are. I don't want to. There's like four or five different things I have to predict to answer your question, and none of them are just like relevant to now. You got a question that kind of hits now.
Well, I think the Seahawks are getting undervalued. I think they're going to be a top team in the NFC. I really do.
Well, they fell apart at the end of last season. You think Geno Smith is
going to come
back? Because
they had a bunch of rookies.
I understand who they are. Do you think Geno Smith is going to come back down to earth?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. No,
he's got a lot to prove. You know, he's learned his lesson. He was young when he came into the league.
Okay.
And he showed it last year. He finally got his chance. And he balled out. And the guy's got a fastball. He's accurate. What's wrong with Geno?
All right. I'm just saying. Maybe it was an aberration. Maybe he reverts back down to the mean. I think there's a reason why he only got a 3-year contract. I think Seattle is just like, hey, you know what? Let's squeeze whatever we can out of him and keep it moving. I think he'll be just as good as he was last year. But, you know, there ain't no guarantees in nothing.
No, but I think he'll be good. I think he'll hold up his end of the bargain.
I think so, too. I don't know about the Seahawks, though. Hey, how's Jamal Adams doing? How's his leg?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
He ain't playing right now. I really don't. No, I just gave you
Walker and Charbonnet are both hurt, but I think they're just saving them for the regular season. I really do.
All right. Well, good luck. Who's coming out on top in that division?
Oh, the Seahawks are going to give the 49ers all they can handle. Trust me.
All right. I was hoping you wouldn't say that, but I think I expected it. Hey, Brian, good luck this season, okay?
All right, JR.
All right. He's lying to himself. It's okay. 49ers got this. Purdy, Darnold, Trey Lance, the trifecta got this. Hopefully you don't have to see all three of them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, a top 6 list of NFL players with the most to prove on the other side of the break. Don't move.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.